Monday, October 16th, 2006, Chicago Blackhawks versus Colorado Avalanche. Regular season game number 5.
Volsky, quick passing for Svatos again. Wonderful shot block. Follow-up score! To the roof! One of the youngsters cashing in. Point. U.S. Olympian finding Milan Hayduk. Through the crease. Score! Joe Sakic!
Marty Turco in the Dallas net.
Welcome back to episode number 15 of the Avs Cast. Today, the Avs took on the Chicago Blackhawks. They lost 5-3, but played amazing second and third periods. This was the first time the Blackhawks won in Colorado since the 2001-2002 season. This was a very high penalty game. The Avs alone getting 10 penalties, which is 6 more than they've had in any other game. The Avs were outshot 35-22, which is amazing, assuming the Avs are second in the NHL for shots per game, at an average of 36.5. When we return, we will have the first period review.
The lessons that you taught me, I learned were never true. Now I find myself in question.
They point the finger at me again.
Welcome back to the first period under review. It was a pretty good period for both teams for the first 19 minutes. The Avs had an amazing 6 penalties in the first period, the same or more than they have taken in any entire game the rest of the season. The Avs fell apart in the last minute, allowing a nice deflection goal.
Down low, shot, score! The Chicago Blackhawks have scored first, and it is a power play goal. Martin LaPointe. Yeah, that guy, Martin LaPointe, who used to play for the Detroit Red Wings.
And then, with 16 seconds remaining in the first period, the Blackhawks doubled their lead.
To the cross, looking and shot, score! It was certainly tipped in front, and it is a 2-0 lead for the Chicago Blackhawks. A couple of players in front of the net for Chicago, and it was clearly redirected.
There were 8 penalties in the first period. Only 2 of them were power plays for the Avs. And that's it for the first period. When we come back, we'll have the second period under review. Welcome back to the second period under review. It was a good period for both teams and higher scoring. The Avs got 2 goals in this period. The period ended with a score of 3-2. As you would expect, the Blackhawks also got a goal of their own. The Blackhawks got a nice goal to start the period off.
Down the slot, shot, score! Radim Verbata, the former Avalanche, with a shot that hit Jose Theodore, trickles in. The Chicago Blackhawks have scored 3 power play goals.
But from then on, their offense didn't help them out. Sakic had a nice wrist shot from the point.
Soft circle, slides it for Sakic, wrist, goal! With a 5-on-3 power play goal. Sakic with his second of the year, and he's put the Avs back in the game.
And then former Chicago Blackhawk, Arnesen, got a goal of his own, assisted by none other than Sakic.
Tyler Arnesen on the rebound. It's a 1-goal game. The Avs have fought back. They now trail 3-2 in the second.
So the Avs did start their comeback that was later finished in the third period. And when we return, we will have none other than the third period. Welcome back to the third period review. The Avs had a great period, scoring a goal to tie it up. I'm sorry, I don't have the recording. I had technical difficulties with that recording and that recording only. But just a few minutes later, the Blackhawks struck back to take the 4-3 lead.
LaPointe scores! Martin LaPointe with his second goal of the game. And that puts Chicago ahead 4-3. A shot from along the boards beats Theodore to the far side, and LaPointe with his third goal of the season.
The Avs fought like crazy the rest of the period trying to tie the game up, and almost did with a mere 5 seconds left.
Behind the net for Burnett, 10 seconds to go. Arnold Madison to Sackick with 7 seconds. And it just went wide.
And then the Blackhawks ended the game with an empty netter with less than half a second remaining in the period.
Around the boards, hooked out to center. One last shot. It is in the net, I believe, in time. That'll make the final 5-3 for the Chicago Blackhawks.
When we return, we'll have the normal housekeeping.
All these thoughts and the pain attached to them. Sometimes I wonder why this is happening. It's like nothing I can do would distract me when...
Welcome back. We have good news for all of you Mac OS X 10.4 users. We are currently working on a widget for the AvsCast. No guarantees, but we hope to have it out in the next week or two. Please check out the show notes at geocities.com/UDTMNshownotes. There you can find a link to our forums, website, and everything related to the game. Well, that's about it for today. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of your week.
Again, I remember when it started happening. I see you in every thought I had, and then the thoughts slowly found words.